for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
For a lot of people, health insurance isn't a big deal. They work for big companies with big plans that cover big portions of the expense. But for self-employed workers or those in between jobs, it is a big deal. Out-of-control costs, rising medical prices, and reduced government subsidies are causing millions of Americans to go without health insurance because they simply can't afford it anymore. That's where we come in. WeShare. WeShare is the alternative to traditional health insurance that can save you up to 60%. And 60% can add up to thousands of dollars of savings in yearly medical expenses, both for individuals and families. Chances are you can even keep your same doctor and pharmacy. Enrolling in WeShare is easy, with fast quotes, personalized assistance, transparent pricing, and responsive support when you need it. If big savings sounds better than big health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare and join more and more people who are making the switch. WeShare Health. We got you.
Good morning to you. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano. It's Sandy. It's Thursday. Wow. Yeah, why not? Live audience coming in the studio this morning here on 98.9 The Buzz, starting around 8 o'clock. And there you go. What's up, girl?
Hello. Yeah. Okay, so live audience Thursday, yes, 8 o'clock. We have people in the studio, and including a performer at Jiva, Baron Vaughn. And our friends from the Alzheimer's Association, Jill and Dan.
It's going to be, it'll be fun. We're going to do shots. We're going to play Keep It PG, make people feel awkward. And
like I need to know if I, okay, now I'm very self-conscious because last week you said I was, quote, flirting and making everybody feel very uncomfortable in the room. So now I'm like, now I don't even know. Now I'm second-guessing everything. I'm second-guessing life on Thursdays when we have live audience Thursday.
Well, that's cool. It's keep on your toes, I guess. I don't know. It was maybe it's because who you found out who you were talking to, you were extra flirty.
Oh, now you're back. No, now you're back stepping good. So you I'm not always uncomfortable. Well, I make people feel uncomfortable today.
You put the bubble in bubble tea.
Actually, the one kid who's coming in,
kid,
grown adult, he's my age. I went to school with him.
Oh, nice.
High school.
Nice.
So,
so he'll have stories.
I don't know if there's any stories to tell. Okay. I don't know.
Did you guys have social circles in high school? Or you just know you graduated from the same class because you had like 8 million people in your class?
Well, yeah, we had like over 300. Gris Athena. Yeah. We had over 300 students, but we were all friends because we all grew up together. You know, we all do it, right? Elementary school, then middle school, then high school. So you pretty much all grow up together. You're in the class. You eventually become...
Yeah, I had 90 people in my class.
Oh, so you don't understand. I'm like, don't you understand?
How do you know all these people?
You don't understand. No, we were all friendly. He's part of the group of Athena grads that we get together every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
So he's part of that group.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, we'll all come back together, have a little reunion here starting at 8 on 98.9 The Buzz. Oh, by the way, the social media posts... They're saying that there's a pair of great white sharks headed to the Great Lakes is not true.
You believed it for a second, didn't you?
No.
Come on. You love to believe that stuff.
No, it's not physically possible. Number one, they wouldn't survive in fresh water. Number two, too cold. Number three, they wouldn't know. But some people would.
You have to admit you have fallen for things that's like... like the RIT staircase.
Yes, that was that was legit to me.
See? So don't call out
people. But it does not mean that I fall for everything.
No, but you fall for some things.
Not everything, but this is, I saw, it's true. It's not going to happen. And a scientist even broke down reasons why.
Okay.
But if it happened to hit your algorithm because we live in the Great Lakes area, yeah, you know. So
it ain't
just,
true.
It's no great white sharks, people. Stay out of the water anyway. It's gross. It's coming up on.
Don't say that.
It's coming up on. No, it is. It's coming up on 6 o'clock on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy.
Spisano and Sandy, the parent. Is bad.
I can feel it. Are you kidding? I can feel it coming.
Oh
I could feel it coming at me.
So last week we missed something. How are we always, you and me, always the parents who are one step behind?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently, and I saw this. I even fact checked it to make sure. It was last week was Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
It was?
I know. We could never be the school organizers, fundraisers, the parents who get together and you know, spearhead the donation for the gift for the teacher. That could never be us.
What?
How did we miss that?
I don't know. You know what? We don't, like, it's weird. We don't have, like, we have a office, we have a building, but it's, like, weird. It's like ghost town here.
Yeah, but we didn't know.
We didn't
and
know.
I wonder if you are one of those parents who you are buttoned up, you are organized, you are spearheading the fundraising in the classroom. You know, Teacher Appreciation Week is coming up.
Okay.
I knew that.
Okay, good. Thank
if
you.
You're part of that group of parents who are looking to appreciate the teachers with whatever. Do people like us, parents like us, drive you nuts?
We're probably invisible.
Hate people like us?
We're invisible to them.
Oh, they don't. Yeah, the expectation they don't even, is so low. We don't even exist.
They think that everybody's like this. So when we are like don't show, that we don't even. We're not even in their wheelhouse.
You know they talk about us though.
You think so?
Oh yeah, those buttoned up parents. They absolutely talk. Oh, poor Ellie. Poor Ellie. Her dad is a mess. That poor girl.
I don't know if they. I think there's a disconnect. I don't think they get it. I think they're all their little shiny little world. All those people revolve around themselves, and they're.
Do you think?
Yeah, the other one. They don't care about us. They didn't even think about us.
I don't know. I don't.
That's
know.
How I'm rationalizing it.
Part of it is like, should we lean into it so then people start to feel bad for our kids, and then our kids, like, you know, the teacher kind of, you know, goes easy on our kid or gives them better grades or I don't know.
Lean into it, mean like be an organizer, be a...
No. Lean into the fact that we are horrible, so then everybody else feels bad for our kids.
Nah. There's no communication
and then
there.
And they pick up the slack where right. we are not.
Oh, man.
If I got that wrong, somebody tell me. But I saw a video of one of my friends, or, you know, like a acquaintance-type friend, and in her social video was like, oh, I'm bringing my kids to work. And I'm like, bringing your kids to work for what? And then I looked it up, and it said it was last week. I don't know. Are we doing that anymore?
I could probably, I don't know how I could bring my six-year-old, take her out of school.
Yeah, you take him out of school. That's the whole point.
No, take her out of bed at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, take her out of my kids used to. My kids, remember, they came in a couple times.
Yeah.
And they loved it. They couldn't wait to wake up early. And by the end of the day, they were shot.
Yeah, see, if I took her, if I brought my 6-year-old here to work, now you had to get her right to school. Then she'd have to go to school all day. That would suck.
No, the day that I brought the kids in, Bring Your Kid to Work Day, I didn't bring them back to school.
No,
we made it. It was actually cool. I probably did it once, twice. How many times did I bring the girls in?
It's been 27 years. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either. Anyhow, we made it like a day, like a mommy-daughter day.
Yeah,
then we went to lunch, and then we da-da-da.
Yeah, spot the Del Monte, you know, do the whole
package. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, bring your daughter to work and then go there.
Do those ladies bring their kids to work?
Hey, do those towels. Come on, hustle.
So, anyhow, if you are one of those parents that you're always two steps behind, Just lean into it so then everyone else takes care of it.
We're right there with you.
The Buzz.
Hey, good morning. Last day of the month, April 30th. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Fizzano and Sandy. Quite a few clouds, maybe a few breaks of sun, but about 52 degrees or so. So what's going on with tests?
Okay. State test, did you hear about this? Now, either you heard about it if your kid is in school and you rejoiced and you were like, ha, I'll show you New York State. Or you were like, annoyed as all heck. So you know how the kids, third through eighth grade, they go through New York State testing. And I think it stops at eighth grade. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but
okay.
This is just mandated tests. Well, not necessarily mandated because parents opt their kids out of it.
You can opt your kid out, right?
So These are tests given by New York State. And I guess the idea behind these tests is kind of get a gauge of either how the students are with math and English, How the school is performing, how the teachers are performing, and they position it like, listen, these state tests give us the big picture of where we need to focus.
Okay.
Some people argue that really truly isn't. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's what it's supposed to be for.
Yeah.
So yesterday in some districts, they had to stop the test in the middle of testing.
Why?
Because of technical issues with the computer.
Yay!
It's like, wait a minute. What?
Yay!
Some districts had to stop. State Department of Education said, though, 116,000 kids were still able to take the tests.
Okay.
So it didn't impact every district. I think Gates-Chiley was one, right? Did I get that right? Gates-Chiley was one of the districts that couldn't do it? They couldn't do it. They had to stop.
But wait, so 100,000 kids got to take the test.
Were able to do it.
Yeah. How many kids didn't? That doesn't sound like a lot of kids for the entire state of New York, where in New York City alone, there's like 10 million people.
I'm not sure. I just saw that number, and I thought I'd say it to you, but I don't even know.
Think about that number. That's not a lot of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 graders.
If you found out that you had to take the test and your buddy who goes to a different school didn't.
Yeah, right?
And some parents are very annoyed by this.
How?
Like, okay.
Get it together.
This is basic 101, right?
Oh, man.
Would you opt your kid out of this? What side of the argument are you on that?
I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm a bit bitter that I had to take these tests, so I'd probably make my kid take the tests, yeah.
Did they have them when you were a kid?
I remember tests, yeah.
I don't know if it was for this. Is it the same thing?
I don't know what it was for.
I think just a handful of years ago they introduced these tests.
It was some form of testing that was from the state, and it was math and English.
I guess I remember that too.
Yeah. I don't know what form it was, but I remember.
This doesn't count towards your grade or anything. Mm. It is just.
But we don't see, we didn't third, fourth, fifth, sixth. We don't know what it means. We just know tests are tests. We get local tests out in the chapter that we read or went over, and we get the state test, which seemed like a lot more stress to us.
818-2899. Do you opt your kid out of this, and why? Because the parents that I know who opt their kids out, it's because they say it adds unnecessary stress on the kids.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
I don't know if I'm the only parent, but I look for ways to add stress to my kids. So then I can see how they can navigate out of it.
You know what I was going to say, right?
What?
That's why they hate you.
I don't want that to come out wrong, but it's like I don't mind if they have stressful situations happen because life is freaking stressful. And if I coddle them now and eliminate all their stressors, then they're not going to know how to survive.
So a good way to do it is make them take the test at school. It's set up. It's ready to go. It's the instant stress test.
Yeah, I always
call that. They should call the New York State stress test.
Yeah. How well are you with stress, kid? I never looked at my girls' grades, though. I didn't really, because they'll send you an email. Hey, look at how they did. I don't know if I even did.
Wait,
I even
on that test?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They'll show you like months later. They'll be like, hey, this is how they scored. I didn't really pay attention to it because it's not really, it's just, I don't know why I didn't pay attention to it.
I don't know. That's all a blur from when my boys were in school. But I am very engaged with this first grade thing that's going on in my world because Her teacher is so amazing. She is so great. Every time we have a, you know, a talk with her, it's just like, I want every teacher to be like that, because it reminds me, she reminds me of my mom in a way, how she really cared about the kids. My mom was a teacher.
Oh, you're totally, you're totally going to pull your kid out of this test, aren't you? Do you make sure that her...
No, I think she actually might, when she's in third grade, she's going to take the test.
Those schools that weren't able to take the test yesterday, the testing window is open through May 15th, so they have to get that test in within that window of time.
Oh, they still got
to
take it?
Apparently, I guess. I don't know.
It's Bizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
How would, be honest with yourself now, how will your kids describe their childhood when they're older? When they're not living with you anymore, when they're adults, when they're off on their own, when they're having a conversation, maybe with someone new they're meeting, and that someone new says, oh, how was your childhood? What do you think they will say? Yesterday, I was, now, you know how yesterday was kind of dreary and rainy, and I found myself alone in the room with the dreariness of the weather, looking through old photos on Google Photos.
Oh, wow.
And then I started to just bawl my freaking eyes out, because it hit me that it's like, I don't know. Or I think I want to know what my kids will say if someone asks them, hey, how was your childhood? But I don't really know what they'll say.
Like, are you afraid they're going to say something that would be negative?
I don't know. It's like you think that you know, I mean, it's very stressful to be a parent, right? There's so many things going on in life, whatever. And you think that you raise your kids in one way, but then you're like, wait, what are they really taking away from their childhood? It's like, we have no control over the story that they will tell about their childhood, even though every single day we're writing a chapter in that story.
Okay. Yeah. And it got you sad?
It really did, because I'm like, gosh, was I that parent who was too focused on working all the time? Did I be goofy enough with them? Was I battling with them too much about stupid little things like, clean your room, clean your room? Are they going to say, oh, my mom was just crazy OCD about cleaning my room?
There must be something that you did that you're feeling iffy about that.
I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. Just thinking about Mother's Day too, like all of it. Yeah. I don't know. Yesterday was like a day of emotion, I guess. My niece is graduating. My daughter was away on a business trip.
Wait, what about your patch? Did you get your patch from CVS or no?
No.
Okay, that could be part of it too.
Well, I got the patch. But anyhow, my perimenopause emotions, you're right. Then Mother's Day. Then I'm thinking about my mom is getting older. And then I'm like, God, I don't know why it just hit me yesterday that I'm like, is she... I don't know. It's crazy. Like, how would you describe your childhood? What do you think your boys say when people ask them, how was your childhood?
I think my boys would say that, well, I think the biggest thing in their childhood was the fact that their parents got divorced. But, then there's a but it worked out great.
Is what you want them to say. Do you know for sure? Like, I want my kids to say, my mother was so loving.
I'll never know for sure.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
But I don't have this fear of it not being positive kind of vibe. Maybe I'm oblivious, but I thought I was a fun, good dad and gave them everything they needed and maybe a little more. You know?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why it hit me. I don't know why it just...
I mean, we're not perfect by any means. I mean, we joke to this day about me being a mess up, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But that's not I'm not in fear of that.
I don't know if it's a fear. Is it a fear? Maybe it's a fear.
It doesn't.
I guess you don't want anybody ever saying, right? Your kids move out. You don't want them to ever have a conversation with somebody and be like, yeah, it was a pretty rough childhood. Or, yeah, I didn't get enough love. Or my mom didn't say I'm proud of you enough.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever.
Well, you need to hire someone to go out and randomly meet your kids and do a report on you. Private investigator
please,
time!
Please, somebody, 818-2899. I will pay you to... Oops! All of a sudden, bump into my daughter and ask her.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But it's crazy. It's just a crazy thing, a crazy thought to have that every day you are writing that story that they will tell.
Yes.
When you're not around.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. Treasure every minute. Dial in, focus, listen to them, put your phone down.
Don't work so much.
Give them a hug before they leave for school today.
I do this thing that I know my daughter is going to remember and talk about every day when we get off the bus.
Yeah.
It's a race to the house. Like, I always let her win, right? We run, and I'm like, aww. And then she tries to trick me every day. Like,
she tries to trick you.
Trick me. She's like,
Dad. Can you see little she's Ellie like, trying to steal?
Well, that too. She's like, Dad, can you hold my sweatshirt? Ah! And she takes off.
Aww.
I mean, every single day there's a variation in the theme of us trying to get to the garage door. So hopefully she'll remember that.
I know. Or you just keep reminding her.
Yeah, right.
So then she will remember.
No.
I'm
going
to brainwash my kid while she's sleeping. I was a good mom.
98.9 The Buzz.
Xana Sandy morning, Thursday. About an hour away from live audience Thursday. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. How do you feel about this? This is like such a polarizing thing. No matter what, everybody has a strong opinion. Minimum wage. How much do you think the minimum wage should be? 818-2899. Join in on this conversation because there is a bill called the Living Wage for All Act.
Okay.
And what this bill is proposing to push the minimum wage to.
First,
not everybody's on board.
Okay, what is it now? Is it different, like in New York City, than it is here, or something weird like that?
Okay, you know what? I did not realize how different it is by what state you live in. So 17 something is the highest, but there's states still, like in Alabama and Georgia, that the minimum wage is $7.25.
Jesus, really?
Idaho, Indiana. Yeah, there's a ton of states that are still like low, like $7.25. I guess there's a federal minimum wage, and then each state has their own. And there's some states that don't even have an official law for minimum wage.
That's crazy. It should be across the board, right?
Well, there is a federal one.
What's the federal one?
I think that's the one that's $7.25. So this proposal is going to push that up to...
What?
You ready for it?
Yeah, what?
$25 an hour.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah!
$25! Now, think about this. If the minimum wage, federal minimum wage, you correct me if I'm wrong, fact check me here. If the federal minimum wage is $7.25 and New York State has it at $17 or whatever we're at.
Yeah, $16 up here.
So if then this proposal goes through and the federal minimum wage is $25, what the hell are we going to be at?
Nothing. They're going to take it away, and then we'll just rely on the federal one.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Really? You think it'll never happen, obviously.
I'm going to leave my corporate. Are we going to all leave our corporate jobs to go for a less
hourly?
Stressful?
For an hourly job?
Yeah. Would
what's,
you?
What's 40 times 25?
What
wait,
is
4
it?
Times 25 is 100. This would be $1,000, right?
Okay. Are you going to leave your corporate job to work at, and I don't want to say less stressful because I think every job has its stress, even if you say like a Starbucks, a stressful gig.
You're going from a, salary to an hourly is what you're saying. Would you go from a salaried job to an hourly job? You're losing benefits with a salaried job though.
Some part-time jobs have benefits.
Some. But not guaranteed.
Some companies.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at the dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
Are you for this $25? And this is part of a bill called the Living Wage for All Act.
Living Wage for All.
Living. Is that what I said?
No, yeah. Living Wage for All.
I don't know what I said. Are you for it or not?
25 times 4.
People for it say it's needed to keep pace with the rising cost of housing, healthcare, and basic necessities. You know what it is?
Absolutely.
It probably is freaking healthcare alone is making this a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Healthcare is insane to afford.
And gas prices and groceries and everything. Everything. Everything.
But healthcare specifically is just insane. It's way over the top.
Mm-hmm.
People against it argue it'll place a significant strain on employers, especially small businesses.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
So now, large employers, if this does pass, and of course it's just a proposal, but if this does pass, large employers would need to reach $25 an hour by 2031.
Mm-hmm.
And then smaller employers have until 2038.
2038?
So if you were voting on this, Scotty.
13 years from now?
I know. If you, we'd be dead. No.
Yeah.
If you were voting on this, how would you cast your vote?
I would cast It has to happen. I'd cast thumbs up.
You know that everything else is going to cost more now for the rest of us.
Hmm?
Like when you go out to a restaurant, already the prices have increased because they have to try to somehow make more money to pay their employees more.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're willing to take on that extra cost.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, look at it. There is never going to be a time in history where prices go down. Ever. Ever. Ever, ever. Unless there's a major shift in the way we get energy. Stuff like that.
Mm.
So, yeah, whatever.
This is what I wonder. When they the minimum wage the last time, we didn't all get an increase. Our companies were still telling us, well, the economy's tough. We don't get our standard cost of living increases anymore like we once did, the 3%.
No.
That's not a thing anymore.
No, but,
so if you're going to raise the minimum wage, in my eyes, you have to raise everybody's income.
Oh,
otherwise,
really?
I'm freaking quitting, and I'm moving in with my daughter, and she's going to have to pay me an allowance.
And we're going
to
get a cat.
Your kid is going to become the breadwinner of the family.
So you say no.
I don't know. All I don't. Right. It just sounds crazy.
Yeah, it is. And if you're of any age that's older than 40, you're like, damn, $25 an hour. I remember when I was making.
I'm trying to figure out how much do I really make an hour. I think I'm at minimum wage.
Yeah. All right, 713 on the buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Jerker Justified is fun, and we'll need your calls at 818-2899.
Yeah, this one I am not going to say her name. I know she's listening right now because she's part of the close-knit buzz fam here. But she posted something to her social media, and it was a very opinionated post. And she even said, hey, not to be sarcastic or rude. And you know when someone sets up a post like that, it's a strong opinion.
Yeah,
and we're going to debate if it's jerk or justified.
It's like one of those things like, oh, I love my wife, but.
It's like, no offense, right. But.
Take no offense, but take offense. Okay?
98.9 The Buzz.
For curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day extra big deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. That's where WeShare's got you. WeShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program, and we got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you share our belief that health insurance is overpriced, visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Judgment Zone. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, right here on 98.9 The Buzz. This now, is Spezzano and Sandy.
This is always good when you see a post that starts off with not to be sarcastic or rude, but... Yeah. And I am not going to call out the person who posted this to their social media because I know she's listening right now. She's a dear friend of ours.
Hello.
But when I saw your post, I thought immediately... This is a good jerk or justified.
Yeah.
So you know how there's some people locally who live by the water?
Yeah, up on Lake Ontario. There's an article that was today about how Edgemere Drive residents are getting a little skittish. Ton of grease is preparing ahead of time for maybe because the lake levels are about a foot below flood level.
A foot away from flood level.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. This doesn't sound like a lot, but.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. Yeah. And you know, we're all triggered and we still feel what we felt. What was it? Was it last year or the year before where like totally, completely flooded?
No, it was years ago.
It was like
5-6 years ago.
No way. It was pre-COVID?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, God. Time just stopped.
Well,
but anyhow.
The whole St. Lawrence, how the Lake Ontario empties into the St. Lawrence River. They've got that commission that dials in and down. Yeah, there's that big controversy.
Okay, there's that issue going on. Yeah. Then there's the neighborhood in Irondequoit where, you know, that their half of their backyard is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the post says.
And what you need to determine whether it's jerk or justified.
And I think she's referring to both of those situations. Not to be sarcastic or rude, but if you live on the lake or any type of water, there will be erosion when the lake or water gets high.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad, but you are the one who put yourself in that situation.
Ooh.
And then mic drop and she walked out.
One action, two opinions. You decide. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz, and we have early guests for Live Audience Thursday. We have Susan from the Diamond of the Cornhill District, the amazing Flight Wine Bar.
Yes.
Cornhill.
Okay, so to catch you up here on Jerk or Justified, and we're weighing in, and please, somebody call in because we are, Susan's husband said that he can only hear static on the air, so I hope we're on the air right now, 818-2899.
Oh, geez.
Here is the message that I saw, the Facebook post that I saw from our dear friend here in the Buzz fam. Okay. I will not call her out because of what her post says. Not to be sarcastic or rude, but if you live on the lake or any type of water, there will be erosion and such when the lake or water gets high. I feel bad, but you are the one who put yourself in that situation.
Okay.
Mic drop, she's out. So to have zero sympathy for our neighbors who could have flood damage or erosion, like the neighborhood in Irondequoit,
right?
To say, hey, listen, you signed up for it.
Right.
Jerk or justified.
818-2899 is the number.
Susan, you will be the first to cast your vote.
Yeah, what do you think?
Can it be both?
No,
that's not how jerk or justified works.
No.
I would say justified because it is true.
It is.
But the jerky part is saying it out loud.
Well,
you can think it. You don't have to say it.
True.
Oh, okay.
Very true.
So because she posted it, that made her a jerk.
I mean,
it out loud.
It is true. If you live on the water, you're taking the chance.
Eventually, something could happen. Yeah, right.
I'd say 90% of the time you get a beautiful view, beautiful weather. You're on the water, but there's that chance.
But then,
If I had waterfront property, if I was bougie like that, and I told you, oh my God, Susan, my backyard, it eroded, it's flooded.
I'd feel bad. I would definitely feel bad for everybody involved.
Would you fake it for me?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, okay. So then you're definitely saying jerk. Okay. Jerk to be honest.
818-2899. We do have voice messages coming, and a voice message from, you know, their free Odyssey app. Let's click it.
Hey, good morning, Scott and Sandy. So I'm going to say justified.
Oh.
So we all make our choices on where we're going to live, and we all know there's going to be expenses. I don't think she's trying to be mean about it. I think she's trying to be honest. And so I'm going to say she's justified.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it. That's Karen.
Well, she did say so. I guess this is coming down to, should you be honest out loud?
Really?
What do you say, Scotty?
I say it's justified.
You do? You say it's justified?
Yeah. I mean, because it is undisputable truth. Like, so we have a camper on Lake Ontario, and I know that we get high winds sometimes, and I knew what I was in for, and when I opened the camper a couple weekends ago, things were like, I got it. This whole shed was destroyed because of the wind. The camper literally shifted about 5 inches off its blocks.
Yeah, but still, okay, we all have something that could go wrong in our house, but to give zero sympathy because of it, like, I will still give you sympathy if something gets destroyed at your camper, even though you knew that it's high winds.
Yeah.
So.
That doesn't change my mind.
It's jerk.
Really? I say it's justified.
Just because it's true doesn't mean you should say it out loud. It makes somebody feel bad.
Oh, hi, The Buzz. You're on Jerk Justified. How do you call it?
I'm calling it justified.
Yeah.
it's kind of like people who live in, like, Tornado Alley in the plains. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your house gets blown away every couple of years, I mean, it's a tornado. That's what happens.
Right.
You
knew it.
So there's a fundraising effort for those people. You are not contributing to it.
I'm not, unfortunately.
Oh-hoo! I mean, I'd still contribute if that was.
You can't do both. You're either contributing or not.
But you chose to live there. It was a good price, like an earthquake zone or fire zone or, whatever.
Thank you for your honesty.
I like it. Thanks.
Brutal honesty.
You're welcome.
Have you called before? Who says?
No, I haven't. This is Ashley. I'm from the Finger Lakes region.
Oh, okay. Ashley.
You know what that means.
That means?
You have to say it loud and proud.
Yay.
Ashley, you have to say now, first time, long time. Oh. And then you're supposed to play
I see.
Songs.
Say first time, long time.
First time, long time.
Okay, now we get to play. There's a little trigger happy on that one. Yay, Ashley. Yay.
I've listened to you guys since the 98 PXY days.
I love you.
Oh my gosh, we appreciate you.
Okay, so from now on, you're Finger Lakes Ashley, okay? Call up, say hi.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Sounds good.
Bye. Yay. Okay, got another member.
You're
of
a little premature
fan
over there, buddy.
Well, story of my life.
You hit a wafer.
So, who else? 818-2899? Got any?
Justified, you choose waterfront property. You don't get to act shocked when the water behaves like water.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Okay.
So that's a justified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
818-2899. Wait. Okay.
Let me refresh these.
Okay, this one
messages
says, oh, nope, you can't. Okay, if you're going to text your opinion, you have to have an opinion. They were wishy-washy.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Am I going to end it here? Wait, I got to refresh because it, by two votes.
It is.
The verdict is justified.
Justified. Justified means justified.
Yeah, you know what you signed up for.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
And I'm going to be honest. I'm a little jealous that they have waterfront property.
That's
so there you
what
go.
It is. That's what it is, you horrible people. Yeah.
The Buzz.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. It is time. Here we go. Raise your shot glasses. Thursday at 8. Crowds in the mix. Buzz Fem Studio. Bring in the kicks. The game's on the mic. The vibe's feeling great. Sign up at the website. Don't be late. Go shot, 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 shot. Yes, we are doing shots. We are having fun and live audience Thursday right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Oh, and thank you to Susan at Flight Wine Bar in Cornhill for providing the Prosecco.
Yeah, she's trying to make us a little bit more classy here.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's,
okay.
It's like a lipstick on a pig.
In the studio, oh my gosh, in the studio we have Tom, Julie, and Dan from the Alzheimer's Association.
Clap for yourself!
Yay! And Mr. Baron Vaughn, welcome back to Rochester.
Clap for Baron!
Performing at Jiva.
Yeah.
Cycle Breaker runs through June 7th.
Yeah. He was an artist in residence at one point where he developed this whole show. How long did that take you to do? I mean, worked it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a 3-year-long process, yeah, honestly. Yeah. Starting with just doing stand-up, you know, going up there and just riffing, talking, seeing what's on my heart,
uh-huh,
on my soul.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Which, by the way, slightly different. and then little by little, like, growing the pieces, yeah, out of those seeds and turning it into this thing. Yeah, that's awesome. Been a really interesting and fulfilling, may I say,
yes,
process.
Okay. June did not warn you what is in store, right? Because he gave me a look like, wait, what is this shot glass doing here?
I'm
like, this. Welcome to Live Audience Thursday.
Yeah,
this is what we do every Thursday. We do shots, and then we're gonna play Keep It PG in a second. And I have to apologize in advance, I guess.
Yep.
And a shout out to Brandy Lynn, mm-hmm, who posted on Facebook.
What's that?
What does flirting mean to you?
Because
apparently Scott says that I make people feel very uncomfortable on Thursdays.
She's flirty. She's like, and flirty to her means something different to me.
Yeah. Because Brandy Lynn, when she posted on my, mm-hmm, Facebook page, she, mm-hmm, agrees with me,
yeah,
the definition of flirting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think flirting means?
Mm. Me?
Yes.
Oh, well, luckily, I follow the teachings of an extremely busty Australian woman I keep seeing on my Instagram. who teaches a class on flirting, I guess.
Really?
Because, it's interesting because there have been times where I was not flirting and someone thought I was flirting. Like, I remember one time I was at a party and I was talking to this woman, mm-hmm, and I was leaving. And she was like, what? You're not going to ask for my number? I'm like, what are you talking? What?
So, so wait a minute. There we go. Does flirting only equal I want to see you naked?
Oh,
that's
interesting.
Flirty mean friendly?
You know what? That's a good point. Sometimes the flirt in and of itself can be the point. It doesn't, yeah, have to like have an end game.
Correct.
To it.
Oh, so it doesn't. So it means,
no,
friendly?
It can mean friendly, but generally, you know, it's that like, oh, they're into me kind of thing.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay, Dan, flirting. Is it, I want to see you naked, or let's just be friendly?
It depends on the situation.
No, yeah, no, yes, it's one or the other here.
No, if I'm randomly walking through Wegmans and I say hi and have a short conversation with somebody, mm-hmm, then yes. But
is that flirting?
That's flirty.
A little bit.
No, yeah, it's not.
Yes, flirting. It is.
Julie,
it's hold on.
Flirting.
It's
friendly.
It's
friendly. Yeah.
Wait, flirting is friendly?
Yes.
Yes.
Friendly.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
am I friendly?
Is Brandy and I the only ones to think flirting only means I'm attracted to you? Wait,
apparently.
Tom. Flirting.
I'm going to have to agree with that.
Yeah. You think so?
You're on my side?
No.
See, let me describe Sandy. In a social situation, she is like high energy, like people pleasing, happy, hi, nice to meet you, what's your uncle's name, like that kind of like flirty. That's flirty.
That's not flirty. They're showing an interest.
Yeah.
Thank you, June. June, get up to the mic here.
June.
Bump everybody out of the way. I'm with you. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
You have a conversation with people because you're a human being and you want to show interest in their lives.
Exactly.
I'm not all of a sudden flirting with you.
But yeah, maybe it's just, yeah, how much engagement there is qualifies the flirtiness.
But here's a yeah, I think an important detail that we're missing.
What?
Men versus women on this particular thing. Right?
Good point.
Because I did read this once that men tend to see a smile as a sexual invitation.
I see.
I'm smiling.
And
are
women
right now,
see a smile. Well, because women see a smile as
a
smile. Like it's I just smiled. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But
right,
we're like, oh, she wants me.
Yeah, right, right.
So hold on a second. You only smile when you want something?
No. Yeah. What other point is there?
Okay. All right. Well, this will be the perfect segue into our next game called Keep It PG.
Yes.
So, Baron, you will play no matter what just because you're the funny guy, right?
Yeah.
You're funny. Go. No. Okay, ready?
Okay. Scat. I'm going to scat.
Say something funny, man.
Tom, Julie, and Dan, one of you will play and the other two will be the judges. Okay, ready?
Good to pick some names. Pick a
Baron,
piece of paper.
Pick the person who's going to play.
Okay.
Okay, that person's playing.
All right, who's that?
Do I need to open it and look at it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to tell us.
Okay. Tom.
Tom's playing.
Tom's playing. Okay, Keep All It right. PG is coming up in a few minutes.
Pisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Here you go, live audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz.
Clap for
live studio audience. This is so much fun. We're
Tom,
so needy.
Julie and Dan from the Alzheimer's Association is here. Baron Vaughn performing at Jiva through June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Dan and I went to school together, by the way.
I heard.
Shout out to the class of 94 listening right now just for Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is a game we call Keep It PG. We play it every Thursday at this time. Play along if you're listening. But the rules of the game, you cannot use the same answer someone else says. You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds. The most creative gets the point.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, Dan, you are the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not most PG. It's not what you would have said. It's the most creative, the funniest gets the point, okay? And the most important rule of this game is you have to keep it PG.
Okay, Mom.
You ready? Baron, you are going to kick us off every time. 3 rounds. There's a tiebreaker if we need to.
Okay.
Gorsh.
Okay.
You're scaring me with all these urgent things.
What? Okay. You got to set the stage. This is the rules. This is the game.
Okay,
are you ready, Baron?
Yes.
Okay. Name something that could leave you worn out when you're done.
Okay. A bike.
Why did you do that with your lips when you said the word bike?
Because there were so many other words with the B.
That's why.
Let's start with B.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, name something that could leave you worn out when you're done.
Yard work.
Scott Spazzano, keep it PG.
I think we already know who won that round.
Name something that could leave you worn out when you're done.
A conversation with my wife.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Julie is not impressed with that answer. Julie, Dan, who gets the point for that?
I think Tom actually had it because
Tom.
Really,
Tom.
Bike. It's kind of generic.
Yeah.
Scott, I would have given you the point.
Scott's in the doghouses.
Sometimes
I thought that was creative.
Sometimes the conversation is just exhausting.
Tom gets the point.
Yeah, man.
Tom's on the board. Are you ready, Baron? Round two. Okay. Name something that's really fun when you use it when it hums, vibrates, or buzzes.
Bike.
Something that's really fun when it hums, vibrates,
or buzzes.
All right. Dishwasher.
Yeah!
Tom, keep it PG. Name something that's really fun to use when it hums, vibrates, or buzzes.
I'm going to keep it very PG with my very fat orange cat, Otis.
Aww, I like that.
Your cat buzzes?
Tom is a sleeper agent on this.
purrs. Okay. You know it's not good when you have to explain. Okay, Scott Spazzano, name something that's really fun to use when it hums, vibrates, or buzzes.
I don't know if I can even go. My 1980s Motorola pager.
That's good. Dan, Julie, who gets the point?
I kind of like Scott's answer. Makes me feel as old as I am.
Yeah.
I was going to say the dishwasher.
Huh?
Well, you got to agree.
It's creative.
What is it? Dan, Julie, judges.
We'll give the guest the point.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, Baron's on the board.
I love a begrudging win.
Yeah, there you go.
Sympathy win, yeah.
Sympathy. Okay, final one. Are you ready? Baron, with something that feels better when it's nice and slow.
Oh my.
Feels better when it's nice and slow.
Mm.
Okay. How about a delicious soft serve?
Yes!
A froyo with the sprinkles, a couple gummies.
Uh-huh. What kind of gummies?
Stainless steel spoon.
Uh-huh.
Watching John Wick 2.
Okay. Okay. Tom, keep it PG. Name something that feels better when it's nice and slow.
I'm going to say a nice walk in the spring.
Aww. Oh, my gosh. How cute is Tom thinking about walking? Scott Spisano, keep it PG. What's something that feels better when it's nice and slow?
Maple syrup coming out of the bottle onto my bare chest while watching Bridgerton.
I think that's PG-13.
Dad, Julie, get the point.
I'm still laughing after Byron's answer. He it was perfect.
Byron?
Yeah.
Byron wins!
I'll take it.
Byron wins. Keep it, Baron. Oh, I said Byron. I changed your name.
It's all right.
You got me all flustered. Okay. Baron wins. Keep it PG. On Spisano and Sandy.
A 98.9 to Buzz.
He was
funny. Oh, I won.
Yeah.
I won. It was the sprinkles.
It was.
It was the sprinkles. We don't have a prize for you, but a fruit rice. From Flight
yeah.
Wine Bar.
Yes, exactly. How's that sound?
Spisano and Sandy.
98.9 to Buzz. On Live Audience Thursday.
None of us know what to say.
That's fine. It's that whole Western theme, like I am, that kind of thing.
Julie, you turned on by Scott right now with that voice?
She's not wearing headphones. No, she can't hear. No.
She doesn't need headphones. She can hear you. That's why she said no. She's not wearing headphones. Okay, put the headphones on. He'll do it again.
I'll do it again. It'll sound better in your ear, in your head. So here we are. It's 8:42 on Live Audience Thursday. And Sabres play tomorrow night. They got one more game to win, and they go on.
Yes. Let me introduce everyone first before we talk about the hot sports fans. We got the Alzheimer's Association in with Tom, Julie, and Dan.
Yay! Yes.
And then we have Mr. Baron Vaughn.
With his show, Cycle Breaker at Jiva. Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yes. And we have tickets, too. You brought tickets, didn't you?
Some tickets have arrived with me, yes.
Okay, cool.
Tickets
you? In the covered wagon.
All right, so if you want to win those tickets. How many tickets are there?
Two pair. I got two pair.
Oh, two pack? Yeah. Can we do a four pack?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, let's do a four pack, 818-2899. First call through, you'll win that four pack of tickets. And you can join in on this conversation, too.
And these tickets are for the run of your show, Cycle Breaker. And it started, right?
I'm in previews right now.
Yeah, that's right.
My official opening is Saturday, and then I run through June 7th.
Okay.
Why are you looking at her? You don't know?
Because
her name is Julie.
Okay, so here's the question. We're all excited, and I'm sure you know this. I'm sure you can already feel the energy of the Buffalo Sabres. It's been 15 years since they've gotten to this point.
Yes.
Now, they play tomorrow night, right? Mm-hmm. And they are in Boston. No, where are they tomorrow night? In Boston.
Boston and then
Tom,
home.
Help me out here. Help me out, because I'm faking it right now. So we're all excited for the Sabres. If they win this game, then they move on, right?
Correct.
If they lose this game, they come back home for Game 7?
That is correct.
Oh, my God. That would be freaking insane. You almost want them to lose so they can win at home?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. That's not how we do? That's not how we do?
No.
Are you a huge hockey fan, Tom?
Yeah, I would say I'm a...
How would you describe a hockey fan? Because if we were to judge and decide... on the most attractive sports fan, what would a hockey fan be?
Ooh, that is...
Oh, June's shaking her head. Why? What are you...
Not attractive.
No? Tom's sitting right there! Tom's a hockey fan, June!
I would... Coming from Western New York, there's Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
Hockey fan is a tier above.
Oh, really?
They're that passionate. Uh-huh. They care about the sport that
I think so.
Wait a minute. Passionate meaning because Buffalo Bills fans jump on tables.
Yeah.
Hockey fans are bumping into dummies, crushing dummies or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about attractiveness.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so they're the
they're missing some teeth.
Okay. Yeah. You're not a true hockey fan or hockey player unless you're missing a tooth. Not because of rot, but because of puck.
Maybe a little.
Correct. Yes.
So, Julie, who do you find to be the most attractive sports fan?
Baseball moms.
Ah.
Baseball moms are the most attractive?
It feels slightly personal.
I know.
After the Webster Wolves.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
Baron.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one, I got this one in the bag. Professional bowlers.
Yeah.
the fans yes. of professional bowling.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Hot.
Are you making fun of our professional bowlers?
Fingers like pizza grease. breath like Miller's.
Yes.
Ready. Covered in wax. Covered in from the lane, from the bowling lane.
Oh my God. Dan? What sport do you play? Let's just do that.
After that, I can't.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. You're done.
Attractive fan, I would say tennis fans.
Tennis fans?
Why? What are tennis fans like?
They're all dressed up and look nice. They have to look pretty. There's only I think it's the richer fans, too.
Yeah, they got the money.
Fans. They have to have it. They have a light bulb. They have all
they got the money. They got the look.
Oh, I see. We're going for money. Anyone a tennis fan? Dan is looking for a sugar mama.
Sandy, do not do that.
He does not do that. He's happily dating.
Oh, man.
The same person. Right. Okay. So, I guess I did succeed in making everyone feel uncomfortable. Okay.
The Buzz.
All right. It's live audience Thursday.
Yay, on 98.9 The Buzz.
Where we have listeners in the studio with us, the Buzz fam from the Alzheimer's Association, Tom, Julie, and Dan. And then Baron Vaughn is in from Jiva Theater, performing at Jiva Theater.
Which we just gave away a 4-pack of tickets to go see the run of his show. It starts Saturday and goes through June-ish.
June 7th.
Oh, God. So you guys have an event coming up.
Do.
Yeah, get hot right over there.
We have our participant kickoff for the Walk 10 Alzheimer's. The Walk 10 Alzheimer's is October 3rd at ESL Ballpark, but the participant kickoff is June 4th at I Square. We're giving a free ice cream cone to anyone who comes.
Oh, wow.
So we would love to see you all there and sign up for the walk.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. What did you text me this morning? Was it something else?
Wait, what? What did you text
me?
You?
Was it texting me? About
I probably texted yelling at you.
Where
are you? Where's my coffee? Hey, Joe. I'm going through perimenopause. My emotions are all over the place.
Is there a website we can go to just get more info?
alz.org/walk.
Gotcha. alz.org/walk. Gotcha. Now, Baron, you're not from Rochester, right?
I'm not, no.
But you're living here for the next month or so.
I am, and I've been coming up and, you know, having little stints in Rochester for the last couple of years. So it's very much grown on me.
Is your family here with you? Or?
Grown on you like mold? Like, yes. What does that mean? Yeah. Grown on you?
Exactly. Like an aggressive growth.
Like the stuff in the corner up at Charlotte Pier.
Is your wife here too? Is your family here?
Unfortunately, no. Yeah. They could not come up. I live in Atlanta. That's where I am based. Okay. A lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, school's still in.
Sure.
I have young children.
Yeah.
And so, but.
That's a quick flight.
It is a quick flight, but taking them out of school right now wasn't the move. So shout out to my wife for really holding it down and supporting me.
That's awesome. And you developed your show after over a couple of years. What is it about? It's called Cycle Breaker, right?
What is it about? Good question. The title kind of says it. It's about like what does it mean to break a cycle? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm a parent, right? I also was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I know. Some people were like, "You? You didn't come out of a You didn't come out of Dawn soap?
Because
you're so clean." My children, you know, okay, so mm-hmm. I didn't have the most amazing childhood, right?
Right.
And so looking at my kids, it kind of makes me flash back to when I was their age and what I was going through. And so it kind of is me reconciling with all those different things, like my childhood versus who I am today versus the childhood I am now giving to my children.
Isn't it true that when we grow up, we're like, I'm not going to be like my parents, or I'm not going to be like, you always try to, and that is part of the one, like, subconscious thing that we all kind of do.
And that is cycle breaker. That is cycle breaking.
Yeah.
Because there are things that your parents did that weren't so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the things that they did that were valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always like, you know, you keep the good, you take the good, uh-huh. you take the bad,
uh-huh.
and there you have the facts of life.
Yeah. Love that show.
Sounds like a great
But then you become
TV
your theme. Parent. Like my dad, Mr. Strict. I mean, Dan, we grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was Mr. Strict. Like, the strictest person in the entire world, old school Italian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I will never be you. I hate you. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, yeah, I am totally that person. I am that person. I just to yell.
But was your dad as flirty?
Yes, exactly.
That's the question.
Where'd you get it from?
I wasn't expecting it to actually rock you to your core. But you went like, oh my goodness.
I think I know my mother.
I think it's because she's a middle child. She got middle child syndrome. Yeah, where she's making up for what she, you know, like she was... You know, what's your name again, honey?
Okay, all right, fine. I'm going to break the cycle.
Yeah.
I'm breaking the cycle today, Baron.
Perfect. See, I'm already changing lives in here.
I know. Thank you.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
All right. Well, we're getting a wrap. We got to get out of here. But thank you guys for coming in on Live Audience Thursday. Baron, great run with your show. We give you lots of love for that. Alzheimer's Association, thank you for your walk. And thanks for y'all coming in and hanging with us. Thanks, June. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah. One more time with the website.
ALZ.org/walk.
Perfect. If there's anything that you missed from the show today, you can always go on the podcast. Search out Spisano and Sandy, or you can't spell it. I know. The Breakfast Buzz, wherever you get your podcasts. Some of our videos, too. The highlights of the show will be on YouTube. 98.9 The Buzz has a YouTube channel.
Who knew?
We appreciate you listening every single day, but it is time now to say we out.
Yeah, it's right. We out like a pro bowling fan when pizza runs out.
Oh!
See you, bye.
Bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. That's where WeShare's got you. WeShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program, and we got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you share our belief that health insurance is overpriced, visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.